is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed into law the most sweeping American gun violence legislation in decades. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Saturday morning at the White House, President Biden signed the bipartisan compromise bill that seemed unimaginable until a recent series of mass shootings, including the massacre of 19 students and two teachers at a Texas elementary school.
While this bill doesn't do everything I want, it does include actions I've long called for that are going to save lives.
It toughens background checks for the youngest gun buyers, keeps firearms from more domestic violence offenders, and helps states put in place laws making it easier for authorities to take weapons from people adjudged to be dangerous. Most of its $13 billion cost will help bolster mental health programs and aid schools.
I know there's much more work to do, and I'm never going to give up, but this is a monumental day.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Biden is aiming to sustain the global alliance punishing Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. As he embarks on a five-day trip to Europe, Mr. Biden first joins a meeting of the Group of Seven leading economic powers in the Bavarian Alps of Germany before traveling to Madrid for a NATO summit. His trip comes as the four-month-old war shows no signs of abating and its aftershocks to global food and energy supplies are only deepening. President Biden says he respects the Supreme Court and sees no need to expand its membership, a spokesperson said Saturday. This is the president weighs unilateral executive orders to counter what he calls an extreme ruling ending the U.S. right to abortion. Mr. Biden is looking for more solutions in the aftermath of the decision, according to spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre. This is VOA News. Russian forces have fully occupied Severodonetsk, the mayor of the eastern Ukrainian city, said Saturday. This confirms Ukraine's biggest battlefield setback for more than a month after weeks of some of the bloodiest fighting of the war. Pro-Russian separatists said Moscow's forces were now attacking the last major Ukrainian-held bastion in eastern Luhansk province. The fall of Severodonetsk, once home to more than 100,000 people, now a wasteland, was Russia's biggest victory since capturing the port of Mariupol last month. Ukraine's largest LGBTQ rights event, Kyiv Pride, is going ahead, but not on its native streets and not as a celebration. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Kyiv Pride will instead join Warsaw's yearly Equality Parade, the largest gay pride event in Central Europe, using it he says we'll wait for victory to celebrate, adding we're marching for political support for Ukraine and we're marching for basic human rights. Lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender people are among civilians and soldiers killed by Russian forces. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Up to 40,000 U.S. Army National Guard soldiers across the country, or about 13% of the force, have not yet gotten the mandated COVID-19 vaccine. And as the deadline for shots looms, at least 14,000 of them have flatly refused and could be forced out of the service. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Guard soldiers have until the coming Thursday to get the vaccine, and according to data obtained by the Associated Press, between 20 to 30% of the Guard soldiers in six states are not vaccinated, and more than 10% in 43 other states still need shots. Guard leaders say states are doing all they can to encourage soldiers to get vaccinated by the time limit, and they said they will work with the roughly 7,000 who have sought exemptions, which are almost all for religious reasons. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Healthcare workers in Zimbabwe halted a five-day-old pay strike and returned to work Saturday, but union leaders warned they would resume the walkout if the government failed to make an improved wage offer within 2 weeks. Thousands of nurses and doctors at state-run hospitals in the southern African country are demanding a hefty raise in wages in U.S. dollars due to a slide in the local currency and brisk inflation that has eroded the value of their earnings. And recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden has signed the most sweeping gun violence bill in decades. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.